You're listening to the audio production of The Gospel at Work, How Working for King Jesus Gives Purpose and Meaning to Our Jobs, by Sebastian Traeger and Greg Gilbert, published by Zondervan and read by Mark Smeeby.
Foreword by David Platt. If the people I pastor work 40 hours a week for 40 years of their lives, that means they will put in more than 80,000 hours at a job during their lifetime. These hours don't even include the thousands they spend in school preparing for work, on top of thousands more they spend in cars, planes, and trains traveling to work. Consequently, one of our greatest needs in the church is an understanding of how daily work according to God's Word ties in with God's ultimate purpose in the world. We in the church desperately need to see how God Himself delights in work, and God Himself designed our work by His grace for our good and for His glory. At the same time, we need to see how work, as a mark of human dignity, has been marred by human depravity. Work that was designed to be fulfilling is frustrating. Work that was designed to be purposeful feels pointless. And work that was designed to be selfless has become selfish. As a result, we find ourselves on one hand overvaluing work to the neglect of our health, our families, and the church, or on the other hand, undervaluing work in a culture that fosters the unbiblical ideal of laziness and glorifies the unbiblical idea of retirement. But there is another way, a better way, to work, a way that is made possible by the work of Christ on the cross. In the gospel, Christ Himself has secured salvation from our sin, satisfaction for our souls, and significance in our work in such a way that we are now free to worship God wholeheartedly as we work, to love others selflessly in our work, and to trust God completely with our work. The gospel brings significant meaning to the seemingly mundane and provides a supreme purpose for every employee and employer on the planet. For this reason, I am delighted, ecstatic, and overjoyed, and I could go on with more descriptors, to commend this book to you. As soon as I finished reading The Gospel at Work by Sebastian Traeger and Greg Gilbert, my first thought was, I wish that every single member of the church would read this book. For here a leader in the marketplace and a pastor in the church wonderfully blend biblical foundations with practical implications that I am hopeful, when understood and applied, will mobilize men and women who are working hard at whatever they do for the adornment of the gospel and working strategically wherever God leads for the advancement of the gospel, all to the furtherance of God's fame in the mission field known as the marketplace. David Platt, Birmingham, Alabama. Introduction. The challenge. If you're like most people, you spend a significant portion of every week of your life at your job. You also spend quite a lot of time thinking about your job. What do I need to do next? How do I maximize profit? Or how do I solve that problem? Or how do I communicate this need? It may well be that at least some of your thoughts about your job are not just about operations. They're about the meaning of it all. Why am I doing this? What's the purpose of it? And do I want to keep doing it? How is this job affecting me as a human being, making my life better or worse? Is it all worth it? And why? Those are good questions, of course. But if you're a Christian, there's another set of questions that is even more important. Questions that have to do with how your work fits into God's intentions for your life. Is my work shaping my character in a godly direction? How can I do my work not just as a way to put food on the table, but as a sold-out disciple of Jesus? What's the point of work, anyway, in a Christian's life? Is there any meaning to it beyond providing goods and services, making money, and providing a living for myself and my family? And why, for that matter, does God have us spend so much of our lives doing this one particular thing? As we've talked with Christians in our own churches and circles of friendship, this concern about the meaning or purpose of work shows up again and again in people's thoughts about their jobs. They want to know how what they do for 40-plus hours a week fits into God's plans. They want to know what purpose it plays, not just in their own lives, but in God's greater intentions for the world. They ask, this job that takes up so many hours of my life and so much of my mental space that frustrates me to no end sometimes and gives me great joy at other times, what does it all finally mean? Those are important questions, and they come from a good and right sense.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?